This is the Friday edition of the Lawrence Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and you're welcome to join us now to play the Harris Challenge. If you have not been on in the last 30 days, you can call us now at 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS on your cell phone, star KTRS. Before we get to the challenge today, a little bit of breaking show business news. Remember about 2 months ago, I played audio for you of Jay Leno going on Arsenio Hall's show, interrupting him in the middle of the monologue to surprise Arsenio by telling him, your show just got picked up for a second season. Congratulations. Not so much.
Oh.
Today, the syndicator, Tribune, and CBS Television Distribution announced, it's not going to go on as planned. While there are many loyal fans of the show, the series did not grow its audience enough to continue. Arsenio is a tremendous talent. We'd like to thank him. Blah, 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 blah. I am not surprised.
I'm not surprised either. His show is horrible.
I was surprised when it got picked up for the second season. But, you know, when Arsenio was up against Johnny Carson in the early 1990s and was really making a name for himself, the marketplace was different. There was no David Letterman on CBS. There was no Jimmy Kimmel on ABC. It was Carson on NBC, and CBS had tried stuff like Fox had tried stuff like Joan Rivers and Late Night, but there wasn't really anybody else who was out there. And Arsenio was the urban, edgy comic of the time. That was almost a quarter of a century ago. And things have changed, and television has changed, and Arsenio came back and was still doing the same kind of stuff he was doing in 1989, 90, 91, 92. And there are fewer stations that can carry him now. Not that there are fewer TV stations, but now the CBS stations, they don't need him. They've got Letterman and soon Colbert. They don't need him at ABC because they've got Jimmy Kimmel there. And NBC's now made the change to Jimmy Fallon, who continues, by the way, to crush in the ratings.
He is so talented.
Very, very good. So Arsenio had too much competition, not enough places to go, and now he will not have a second season. You know, they're sending out all the very flattering things about each other. But you know that at the end of the day, Arsenio was throwing the phone across the room, not happy to get that message, and I completely understand that. All right, let's play the Harris Challenge now. Contestant number one. Hello, Mary.
Hi, Paul.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'd like to take this opportunity to say hi to Elaine and Missy and my husband, Larry.
All right. I'd like to take this opportunity to say hello to our sponsors, the Well Hungarians, one of the best bands in St. Louis for a long, long time. They play every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton, where there's no cover charge for the ladies, and every Thursday night at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville. No cover charge for the ladies or the gentlemen, and there's amazing food for everybody there. More information, go to wellhungarians.net or download their free app for iPhone or Android. Mary, let's turn on a semi-random category computer. And we'll see what questions and categories come spilling out here. Led, as always, by our topical category. There it is. Have you been paying attention? Category two is voices in the news. And category three, states that end with a vowel. Which one would you like?
I want states that end with a vowel.
Okay. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. We put 60 seconds on the clock, and you'll get five questions to answer in that minute. You can pass on any question you want and come back and pick it up as long as the buzzer hasn't sounded at the 60-second mark, because that's when we'll tally up your points. If you don't get past 7 points, I will have to punish you. But if you do get eight or more, you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Hey, the prize!
Paul, we have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town.
That was terrible. That was the worst.
Yeah,
I've been doing Homer really well.
I'm
terribly sorry. I will never let that happen again.
We have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
There you go.
That's better.
Thank you.
This is from the Old Town Donut Shop. They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville. Also from Werenberg Theaters. We have free movie passes, like to see Million Dollar Arm, or Mom's Night Out, or even The Amazing Spider-Man that's still in theaters. We also have a free bowling party at Kingpin Lanes or Crest Bowl. You pick. You get 1 hour of bowling, shoe rental for up to 6 people on one lane, one large, one-topping pizza from Brickhouse Pizza Company. How about that?
Yeah, you get your choice of those prizes, Mary. If you can get past 8 points, and if you get 15 points, which is the max, then we call it a clean sweep, and you get all those prizes. Okay.
Awesome.
Because that's a prize package with a value of well over
$1 million.
All right. States that end in a vowel is your category, Mary. Here we go. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What state did the Columbine Massacre take place in?
Colorado.
Correct. For 1 point each, name the two states that each have three double letters in their name.
Hawaii?
No.
Oh, double letters.
Three of them. Three double letters in their name.
Mississippi.
Right. You can pass if you want.
I'll pass.
For 1 point each, name the three states that border the Atlantic Ocean and end with E.
Delaware.
That's one.
Maine.
That's two.
Oh. And pass.
For 1 point each, name five states that end with the letter A.
Okay. Alabama. Alaska. Arizona. California, Florida.
There you go. What U.S. state is farthest south?
Is it Florida?
It is Hawaii.
Ooh.
The other one that borders the Atlantic Ocean and ends with E doesn't have a big Atlantic border, but it does touch it, New Hampshire. And you said Mississippi for the double letter question. The other one with three double letters is Tennessee. Now, let's see how you did here. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, plus 4. Yeah, that sounds like 8 points to me, Mary. Congratulations.
Wow.
Awesome.
Just squeezed by. So hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes. And we'll go to our second contestant. Hello, Evan.
Hey, what's up, Paul?
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want to say happy summer to all the kids getting off school for the year.
All right. Paul? Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? Voices in the news or...
Voices.
I didn't even get to the third category. You just want to go right to voices, huh?
Yep.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Evan. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which poet, screenwriter, and author of I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings died this week at age 86?
D'Angelo.
I'm going to give it to you. It's Maya Angelou.
Who
told Brian Williams in an interview this week, I was trained as a spy?
The guy that's in Russia. Come back to that one.
What TV show is LeVar Burton trying to reboot with a Kickstarter campaign? Which former Home Alone star and his band were booed off the stage at a music festival in Nottingham, England this week?
Macaulay Culkin.
Correct. Which rapper threw one of the worst first pitches ever at a Pirates-Mets game this week when he missed the catcher by about 10 feet?
50 Cent.
Correct. Back to the two-pointer. Who told Brian Williams in an interview this week, I was trained as a spy?
What's his name?
That's what I asked you.
Yeah.
Edward Snowden.
That's it. Dang it.
And LeVar Burton is trying to reboot the PBS series Reading Rainbow.
Already done, too. They raised the money in like 36 hours already. The million dollars, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Is he going to do it online?
It's going to be online, and it's an app, and they're going to release it to schools and everything. Yes, very
interesting.
Cool.
Interesting. Wow. By the way, Macaulay Culkin has a Velvet Underground cover band. Because if there's one thing Lou Reed stood for in his life, it's can Macaulay Culkin sing my songs? They apparently can't, because the other day at that festival in Nottingham, England, the crowd not only booed them, but threw beers at them. I'm sorry, threw lagers at them, as the English are
it's
wont
to pizza,
do.
It's all about pizza, I think. I think they changed all the songs to pizza theme.
What?
Yes. Yes.
What, take a walk on the mozzarella side?
I'm telling you, yes, that is exactly...
No, you're...
I would not lie to you.
Macaulay Culkin has a Lou Reed and Velvet Underground cover band that changed the lyrics to pizza songs.
Yes.
You know, normally I would call BS on you, but I think you're being serious. Let's see how you did here, Evan. You got the 5 and the 4 and the 1. That's 10 points and you're a winner. Nice going.
Sweet.
Congratulations. I'm going to have to Google that right after we're done here. Mark, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hello, Paul. Nice talking with you.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, today I do not have a cheap plug. Just want to say it's always good to hear you on the Friday, every Friday, and you deserve to be on every day, in my opinion.
Thank you. I'd be very, very tired. Which category? I appreciate the kind words. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? Music in the movies, or which came first?
Which came first?
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge, Mark. Which came first, Tupperware or the movie Citizen Kane?
Citizen Kane.
Correct. The first radar system or Velcro?
Velcro?
Radar. Bifocals or the ballpoint pen?
Bifocal.
Correct. Barbie or the first American in space?
Barbie.
Correct. The YWCA or the first U.S. high school?
YWCA?
The YWCA was founded in 1855. The first U.S. high school was established in 1821.
No!
So you don't get the points there. Barbie was 1959, 2 years before the first American went into space. Bifocals, Ben Franklin, 1760. The ballpoint pen, not till 1888. The radar system, 1935. Velcro, 1948. Citizen Kane, 1941. Tupperware, 4 years later, 1945. You got the one, you got the three, you got the four. That's 8 points, Mark. You're a winner as well. Congratulations. Stand by.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Here's contestant number four. Hello, Al.
Hello, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Tell us about yourself with your 5 second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I used to be your official limo driver correspondent when you had your middle of the day, middle of America show.
Mm-hmm.
Driving home from work and only 4 days out of Memorial Day, I can't wait for fall to get here because I hate summer.
As I've mentioned before, there's no complaining about summer weather this year after the horrible winter we had, Al.
Okay, I love summer. It's so great.
I didn't say you have to love it. Just don't complain about it. Which category would you like of the two left? Have you been paying attention or music in the movies?
I'm going to try the movies.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which disco group was featured along with Olympian Bruce Jenner in the movie Can't Stop the Music?
Village People.
Correct. What John Travolta movie included several scenes of him dancing to country music in a bar called Gilly's?
That would have been Urban Cowboy.
Correct. Which of the following did not have a song on the Charlie's Angels soundtrack album? Christina Aguilera, Destiny's Child, or Marvin Gaye?
The first one.
Christina?
Aguilera.
Christina is correct. What rock star did Gary Busey portray in a 1978 movie biography?
Buddy Holly.
Correct. Who was backed up by his group The Revolution on the soundtrack of Purple Rain?
That would be Prince.
And that would be a clean sweep, Al. I got no more questions, so you don't have to provide any more answers. You win the whole prize package. Nicely done.
Woo!
Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you picked that up. And Mark will be our final contestant. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing today?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your 5 second cheap plug opportunity.
Kind of like the other guy. I really don't have anything to plug. Just also enjoy hearing you on. Only thing I wish is that you would finish telling us the rest of the story sometime.
Oh, you know what? I will when I get to page two. The category that we have left here is, have you been paying attention? The topical category about things in the news this week, Mark. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who is paying $2 billion to buy the L.A. Clippers?
Steve Ballmer.
Correct. What is the name of the Secretary of Veterans Affairs who resigned today?
Pass.
According to the CDC, thanks to more people being unvaccinated, what disease is making its biggest comeback in 20 years?
Measles.
Correct. What did Minnesota become the 22nd state to legalize this week?
Marijuana.
Be more specific.
Medical marijuana.
Correct. What did not get approved as something you can bet on in Las Vegas sports books? Presidential elections, The Voice singing competition, or the Scripps National Spelling Bee?
Spelling Bee.
Presidential elections.
Oh.
Back to the two-pointer. What is the name of the Secretary of Veterans Affairs who resigned today?
I don't remember.
Four-star General Eric Shinseki is his name. By the way, just this about Steve Ballmer paying $2 billion for the L.A. Clippers. Donald Sterling's lawyer just said an hour ago that he is definitely going to be suing the NBA for $1 billion. That Shelley Sterling, who says that she is the trustee of the trust that owns the team, that she has the right to do that because she had had her husband declared mentally incapacitated. Donald Sterling's lawyers say there's no proof of that, and we're not letting her get away with that in the middle of a divorce. So this whole thing is not over by a long shot. By the way, also, Donald Sterling, in a recent poll just taken yesterday, is named the most despised man in America. 92% of the people in a poll by ePoll Market Research say they disliked him. Number two on the list, Bernie Madoff. There's a name from the past. 90% said him. Number three, Michael Jackson's Dr. Conrad Murray and O.J. Simpson, a tie. And the last one on the list, Justin Bieber. Now, I'm not a Justin Bieber fan, but does he deserve to be on the list with Donald Sterling, Bernie Madoff, and O.J. Simpson? I don't think so. Mark, let's see how you did. You got the one, you got the three, you got the four, and we have no losers this week, ladies and gentlemen. You're a winner as well, Mark. Congratulations. Thanks for playing. That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com, and brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who are not only performing Wednesdays in Fenton and Thursdays in Belleville, but this Sunday they will be at the Rehab Bar and Grill in the Grove neighborhood, performing from 5 until 9. Download the Well Hungarians app for your iPhone or Android, or check them out at wellhungarians.net.